9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Serious, so whatever that means, I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know. Drunk in Montreal, I bet you told him about me, but no.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
It's time for game two between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds here from Midland, Texas and Momentum Bank Ballpark. Hi, everybody. Zach Bigley alongside you. Very happy to have you wherever you may be listening on this Wednesday evening. Today, the Frisco Rough Riders look to tie this series at one game apiece after Midland took game one 2-1 yesterday, snapping the Rough Riders' seven-game winning streak. The Rough Riders turn to Ryan Garcia on the mound today as he makes his sixth career start against these Rockhounds, and he struggled in his time on the mound against Midland, an almost 14 ERA in his previous five starts He goes up against Ryan Cusick, who's making his fifth career start against the Rough Riders. The 24-year-old out of Wake Forest is making just his seventh appearance and fifth start this season, spending some time with AAA Las Vegas and going on the injured list earlier this season. We have an interview for you that should be a lot of fun here on the pregame show. Cooper Johnson was our part one interview yesterday. We have part two of that interview for you next. And a lot of fun sitting down with Rough Riders catcher Cooper Johnson. More to come on the pregame show when we return. The Rough Riders and the Rockhounds meeting for game two of this six-game series here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Joined by Cooper Johnson, Rough Riders catcher. I want to dive into your past a little bit. Born in Los Angeles, grew up in Chicago. What was your relationship like with baseball growing up and some of your early memories of the game?
I can remember how I fell in love with baseball. I must have been 5 or 6 years old. I think before that I would go out and I'd hit the wiffle ball with that big orange bat before that. But what really made me fall in love with baseball was this thing called the pitchback, which was this net construction with like metal piping, and it was just a taut net in between the pipes, and it would stand up and it had a little strike zone. So I got that for Christmas or for my birthday, or I don't remember how I got it, but I got that thing, and that was set up in the backyard at my house back in Chicago. And I can remember every day going out there and wanting to just whale balls at that thing and just huck 1,000 ball baseballs at that thing. And I loved it because you could throw it at it and it would bounce up pretty high, so you could do like pop-ups, you could do grounders off of it. So it was pretty much just like a catch partner that was always there. I had a little brother and a dad, but dad worked, and little brother was too young, so that's sort of where I think I fell in love with baseball. And then eventually my parents signed me up for Little League, and then that was kind of all history. I actually got a tattoo of my Little League right here, Mundelein Little League. So, yeah, that's kind of that story with that. And, yeah, baseball's just always been there for me, you know, through everything. It's been probably the one consistent thing in my life. So it's been the one thing that I can always count on and one thing I can always lean on, and also to keep me in check. It's sort of been an all-encompassing thing for me. It's just, yeah, really, no really words for it. It's just, yeah, it's just always been that way.
In high school at Mount Carmel, you were a very good player, got drafted by the Reds out of high school, chose to go to Ole Miss. What was the decision to not play professional baseball yet, but to go to college?
You know, to be honest with you, I sort of, in high school, I wanted to go play professional baseball, but I had set a number that I was not going to accept anything less, and that didn't end up happening, and so I stuck to that. And then right after the draft had ended, I was like, did I make a mistake? Like, should I have just gone and done that? Should I have just taken whatever money was given to me? And obviously those thoughts went in through my head for a good bit of that summer before I left for Oxford. But once I got down there, I quickly realized, like, you know, I was in the right spot and I had made the right decision, and that it would be there in a couple of years, and this gives me some time to grow. And yeah, I loved my time there, so I wouldn't have changed. Looking back, I wouldn't change it for anything. Yeah.
How do you think you grew during your time at college?
Well, I learned mostly how to be a good teammate. I learned what it's like to not be the best player. What it's like to have play against better competition. You know, growing in high school in Chicago, there's good players, but there's not a ton of stacked competition. So it's pretty much the guys are the guys and they stand out. And then going down to college and playing as an 18-year-old, playing against some guys that are 21, 22 years old, it was definitely a larger gap. So learning to compete with guys that were older and better, bigger than you, how to be a good teammate, how to manage classes along with athletics, how to manage a social life while being an athlete. Yeah, I'd say those are kind of the things.
Then you were drafted by the Tigers and went into the Tigers organization originally. How was that, I mean, first getting into pro ball and some of the things that you realized, I'm sure, another awakening for you, just like going to college?
For sure. I got drafted in 2019, so I had that half season in Norwich, Connecticut, which was great. I met some really, really close friends that I'm still really close with today. I had a blast that summer, and then it was my first off season. I actually got invited to big league spring training, my first spring training, which ended up being the COVID year. So I went there for about 3 weeks or so, and then boom, COVID hit, and they sent us all home, and we ended up not playing that whole summer, which was kind of devastating for many people. So then I came back in 2021, and it just had felt like so long since I had really played. It had been, you know, it had been close to over a year since I'd played a real organized baseball game. So that took some time to adjust through that, and I think I sort of lost my way in terms of just like what it, you know, in terms of like routine and what it's like, how important it is to hold a routine every day, showing up to the yard, just what it's like playing baseball games every single day. It was just a total like shock being out of the game for a year and a half, and then getting back in. And yeah, I ended up getting released, and then sort of had to take a little self-reflection time, kind of rebuild myself, my routine, everything. I got back to work, spent the off season working out, and then I was lucky enough to reach out to a Rangers scout. I believe he's still a scout. I'm not sure if he still is. Mike Medici. And he invited me to a workout. And so I just went to this workout down in Lyle, Illinois, I believe it is, at the Bow Dome, right outside of Chicago. And I did a workout. And I ended up signing a free agent contract with the Rangers. And that was just, like, the biggest blessing in the world, because I felt like I got a second chance. You know, these days when you get out of organized baseball, it's hard to get back in. So to be able to get back in and sort of seamlessly only miss like a month and a half of baseball at the end of 2022 and flow seamlessly into 2023 with a new organization, fresh start, fresh eyes, everything like that, it was amazing. And I've just been so lucky and blessed to be able to come here and play for the Rangers. And last year with Hickory and this year with Frisco, it's just been an unbelievable experience.
Awesome. Well, it's been great to have you, and thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We welcome you back to Midland as the Rough Riders and Rockhounds are getting set for game number two of this six-game series. Happy to have you along on this Wednesday night. I'm Zach Bigley, and let's introduce you to the starting lineups for both teams. First, for the Rough Riders at 43-21, seven games up in the Texas League South, having already clinched the first half and a playoff spot in this season. Kellen Strom leads it off the center fielder. Then it's Caber Rodriguez, the second baseman, hitting in the second spot. He hasn't done that much this year. Aaron Zavala is the right fielder. He hits third. Cody Freeman at third base cleans it up. Josh Hatcher, the DH, in the five spot. And Abimelech Ortiz is the first baseman. He hits six. Max Acosta is the shortstop today. Asael Cepeda in left field batting eighth. And Cooper Johnson in catches today and rounds out the Frisco order in the ninth spot. Once again, it's Strom, Rodriguez, Zavala, Freeman, Hatcher, Ortiz, Acosta, Cepeda, and Johnson. Ryan Garcia gets the start for the Rough Riders today, and here's the lineup he'll face for Midland. It's Shane McGuire, the first baseman, leading it off. Jack Winkler, the third baseman, hitting second. And Brennan Malone, the designated hitter, hits third. Daniel Susak catches and cleans up. Jason Rosario is the right fielder, batting in the five spot. Lazaro Armenteros is the left fielder in the sixth spot. Bottom third, it's Jeremy Ironman at shortstop, Denzel Clark in center field, and Saheed Valenzuela at second base, batting ninth. Once again, it's McGuire, Winkler, Malone, Susak, Rosario, Armenteros, Ironman, Clark, and Valenzuela, the starting nine for the Rockhounds tonight. Ryan Cusick and the Midland Rockhounds taking the field right now as the Rough Riders and Rockhounds are ready for game two of this six-game series. The Rough Riders look to avenge their 2-1 loss last night, and we'll have first pitch in the play-by-play coming up next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit RidersBaseball.com/groups for more.
Catcher! A three-run walk-off homer!
And it is gone!
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win!
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh, my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh, baby, what a night!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
It's time for game two between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds from Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you wherever you are on this Wednesday night. The Rough Riders losing 2-1 last night, looking to avenge that loss against Ryan Cusick, getting the start today for Midland. Kellen Strom, Caber Rodriguez, Aaron Zavala, the 3-2 up against him here in the first inning, and we're set for baseball with the Rough Riders and the road gray uniform tops and bottoms and red double R ball caps. It's the home white tops and bottoms for Midland. And the first pitch of the ball game on the way, and it's low and outside. One ball and no strikes. We are underway. 2 minutes tardy at 6:32 in the p.m. here in Midland. Sun shining up above, 88 degrees, our first pitch temperature. Here's the wind back and the right-hander's pitch. High and tight on Strom. It's two balls and no strikes. Partly cloudy skies up above. We'll see that sun kind of dip in and out from behind the clouds as the night goes along. It is a very windy day here in Midland, as we tend to see. 2-0 pitch on the way. It's at the top of the zone, a called strike, and it's 2-1. And as is normal here in Midland, when the wind blows, it usually blows in. And it's at 21 miles an hour. We'll see 29-mile-an-hour gusts tonight. It should play pretty pitcher-friendly. 2-1. Swinging a line drive, loop down the right side, and it is fair. Rolling down into the corner. Strom rounds first. He's into second and stands up easily with a double. Kellen Strom leads it off with a two-bagger after a day off yesterday in the opener of this series. And the leader in runs scored in the Texas League is aboard here in the first inning. Here's Caber Rodriguez, right-handed batter. Rough Riders looking to get on the board early. They're the second-best team this season in scoring runs in the first inning in the Texas League. And looking to do that here tonight after scoring just one run on eight hits yesterday. They went just 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position and stranded 8 on the base paths. Rodriguez, right-handed batter, didn't see action yesterday. First pitch, he shows bunt, pulls back, watches inside. One ball and no strikes. Rodriguez hitting .277 on the year, but those numbers a little bit deceiving because of the poor start that he got off to at the very beginning of the season. He's been really hot lately. Here's the stretch. Right-hander's pitch. And lashed foul into the netting to the right side. It's one ball and one strike. Rodriguez began his season with a really tough stretch, and in his last 24 games hitting .326 now with 9 multi-hit games in those 24. Up to the 2 spot in the order. The pitch, a swing and a ground ball out to third. Winkler makes a brilliant stop off to his left, and he's up to his feet to throw him out at first. Nifty pick off to his left side, and Winkler steals a base hit from Rodriguez. One away, and Aaron Zavala climbs to the plate. Aaron Zavala, left-handed batter. Rodriguez had eyes on a base hit there and just got stolen away from him on a really nice pickoff to his left, down to his knees, Jack Winkler. First pitch, a swing and a miss from Zavala. It's 0-1. It's Caber Rodriguez's first time batting in the 2 spot this season. It's not Zavala's first time in the 3 spot, though. He's hit in the 3 spot more than any other time in the lineup. Went 1-for-4 yesterday. 0-1. Breaking ball settles high, and it's one ball and one strike. Defense behind Ryan Cusick today. It's Lazaro Armenteros in left, Denzel Clark in center, Jason Rosario in right. We saw Jack Winkler at third. Jeremy Ironman plays behind the bag at second at shortstop today. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1. Zavala takes one on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Saheed Valenzuela is the second baseman. Shane McGuire at first. Daniel Susak does the catching for the second straight day in this series for the Rockhounds. Here's the stretch from Cusick. He lifts the leg and pitches. A foul back into the glove of Susak for strike three. Zavala just clipped it back into Susak's mitt, and he's down on strikes. There are two away after the leadoff double for the Rough Riders here in the first inning. Cody Freeman, the batter now. Rough Riders entering into the 65th game of the season, 43-21, the top record in all of AA, second best record in minor league baseball. Midland, a 36-28 record, which usually would be pretty good. Seven games back of the Riders, and the pitch is up and in. One ball and no strikes to Freeman. Rough Riders have already clinched their playoff spot. They'll be dancing come September. Looking forward to that. Cusick making his fourth start this season for Midland. He readies and brings it. It's a strike on the upper edge inside corner to Freeman. It's 1-1. Bit of an odd season for Cusick. He made a few starts in April for Midland, then went on the injured list, then came back and went to AAA, making two relief outings. They didn't go very well. Came back down to Midland and now back in the starting rotation. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Outside corner called a strike with a fastball. It's one ball and two strikes. A 97-mile-an-hour heater from Cusick. His last start against Wichita last week, he allowed four runs over four innings on six hits. He stretches and offers in. Swinging a foul off Susak's mask back behind the plate. He caught a big part of that foul ball right back into his mask. And home plate umpire Nate Diedrich goes out and gives a new baseball to Ryan Cusick. Cusick, originally a first-round selection out of Wake Forest by the Atlanta Braves in 2021. He's a Sudbury, Massachusetts native. He came over to the Oakland A's organization in a big trade, the one involving Matt Olson, Christian Pache, Shea Langeliers, Cusick, and Joey Estes coming over in that trade. The pitch. That's outside, and it's two balls and two strikes, and he's made his home, for the most part, here with the Midland Rockhounds in the organization. He made a start against the Riders back in 2022, three last year, and this is his first start against Frisco this season. His fifth start in his career. Time called. Freeman steps out. Against the Rough Riders in his career in those four games, a 3-2-0 ERA. Cusick is the number 19 prospect in the Oakland organization. Runner at second, two down, top of the first, no score. The pitch. Low and outside, we're full at 3-2. Freeman helping to run up the pitch count a little bit on Cusick here in the first inning. Rough Riders did a good job of that against Blake Beer as the starter yesterday for the Rockhounds. He threw just 90 pitches in five innings and was forced out of the game. 3-2. Swinging a hard ground ball to the left side. Ironman backhands it short. Long throw across, and it's in time. Freeman retired on the ground out 6-3. On a pretty play by Jeremy Ironman. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on for the Riders. We go to the bottom of the first inning, and Ryan Garcia on the mound when we come back for the Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We roll into the bottom of the first inning. It's the Rough Riders nothing, and the Rockhounds coming to the plate against Ryan Garcia. Here's the windback in the first pitch to Shane McGuire, and it's on the outside corner with a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Shane McGuire to be followed by Jack Winkler and Brennan Malone. Top three in this Midland order in the bottom of the first inning. Garcia went into his wind, but time was called by McGuire at the plate before he could deliver home. Garcia with his five-pitch repertoire, fastball, cutter, slider, sweeper, and changeup. He winds back in the 0-1. That's down and in with the cutter, and it's one ball and one strike. For the most part, he's been four-seam, cutter, and changeup. Throwing his cutter more effectively than his slider recently, and they can kind of morph into each other. The 1-1. That's on the outside corner with the backdoor cutter. And it's one ball and two strikes on the left-handed hitting McGuire from the right-hander Garcia. 4-3 this year with a 4.53 ERA, making his 11th start of the season. He winds here in the 1-2, swinging a drive out to right field. This one sending Zavala back at the warning track, looking up, and it's over his head, bounces off the top of the wall. McGuire up to second base, and he stops right there with a double leading things off in the first inning. Well, both teams with a double to lead it off. The Rough Riders, after the Kellen Strom double, could not even move him up an extra base. We'll see what Midland's able to do with the leadoff double. Jack Winkler stands in now. He had himself a heck of a ball game yesterday. 3-for-4 with a two-run homer and what turned out to be the decisive runs for the Rockhounds, winning it 2-1 against the Riders. First pitch, fouled back, and it's 0-1 to Winkler. It was Winkler's fourth home run of the season yesterday. No score, bottom of the first inning. Garcia looking in for his sign. The right-hander's got it, set at the belly, and the 0-1. Swinging a foul straight back. It's quickly 0-2. Garcia is looking for a much better start against Midland than he's fared in his career against the Rockhounds. He's making his sixth career start. His start earlier this year went well against Midland. Picked up the win, went five innings, allowing two runs across those five frames. 4-2 win for the Rough Riders. Outside of that, it hasn't necessarily gone very well. A 13.81 ERA in his five starts overall, including that last one. Winkler back in for the right-handed batter's box in the 0-2. That's well outside, missing with the slider. One ball and two strikes. Here at this ballpark, he has not fared very well. He's allowed 11 runs across 2 1/3 innings. The pitch. Grounder foul into the Riders' dugout on the left side. It's one ball and two strikes. That's across two different starts. One start went just 2/3 of an inning. The other 1 2/3. Looking to have a lot more success in this one today. He looks back at McGuire taking his lead from second base, coming from the stretch, and steps off. His first disengagement. Winkler has been a mainstay in this Rockhounds order. He's only missed two games this season. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Went with a changeup down and in. He strikes him out. And there's the first out here in this first inning. One away for Brennan Malone. Right-handed batter who went 0-for-3 with a walk yesterday. Malone, a former sixth-round draft selection out of the University of Oregon. Began his collegiate career at South Carolina. Right-handed batter against the right-hander Garcia, who readies and brings it in. Grounder foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Rough Riders defense behind Garcia today. It's Hazel Cepeda in left. Kellen Strom in center. Aaron Zavalma in right field. Cody Freeman has third. Max Acosta, the shortstop. Caber Rodriguez at second base. Abimelech Ortiz at first. And Cooper Johnson does the catching today for Garcia. The pitch in. That's inside. It's 1-1. Hicks has normally worked with Garcia this year as the battery. This is just the fourth time in 11 starts that Johnson is working with Garcia. When these two are paired up, the Riders are 2-1. The pitch. That's outside. It's 2-1, but Garcia has a 5.65 ERA in those starts. Overall this season, when Ryan Garcia starts, the Rough Riders are 7-3 in the 10 games. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good changeup diving low and away, and it's 2-2. One out, runner at second. Nothing our score in the bottom of the first inning, and game two of this six-game series. First trip out to Midland this season. We'll be back here later on in the year. The pitch is on the inside corner. Strike three called. Second strikeout with the changeup, this time pouring it in for a called strike. Back-to-back K's for Ryan Garcia. Daniel Susak, the catcher now. Tall, right-handed batter. Susak stands 6'4", 225 pounds. Went 2-for-4 with a double yesterday as the pitch flutters across the outside corner with a changeup for a strike. It's 0-1. McGuire still at second base after leading it off with a double. Stretch, and the right-hander's pitch. Swinging a hard grounder foul down the left side. It's 2-2 on Susak. Mentioned Nate Diedrich is our home plate umpire today. Trevor Matthews is down the first base line. And Sean Sparling, our crew chief and third base umpire, is currently stationed behind the mound, just offset to our left, with a runner at second base. 2-2. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So Ryan Garcia allows a leadoff double. And strikes out the side, this time climbing the ladder with the fastball in the first inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We go to the top of the second inning. It's the Rough Riders nothing, the Rockhounds nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We're at the top of the second inning from Midland. The Rough Riders and the Rockhounds locked in a 0-0 tie. Josh Hatcher, Abimelech Ortiz, and Max Acosta
The 3-2 up for the Riders against Ryan Cusick. Nearly identical first innings for these two teams. Leadoff double and then down in order, 1-2-3. Hatcher, left-handed batter, Cusick winds and fires. Way inside of the lefty from the righty, and it's one ball and no strikes. Left-handers have not had a hit against Cusick here at the AA level this season, but not a whole lot of opportunities to. They're now 0-for-7 after Zavala struck out against him in the first. Righty's faring not much better. The pitch, swing and a miss. Hatcher chased a high fastball at 95, and it's 1-1. Righty's just batting 171 against the fireballer, who will reach into the high 90s with that heater. The offering in. Swing and a miss. Ripped a slider against him, and it's one ball and two strikes. Ryan Cusick has always been a hard thrower. He's always been a guy who was expected to play at the major league level, even from a young age growing up in Massachusetts. 1-2. Swinging a foul off Susak, the catcher, and it's still one ball and two strikes. He was drafted out of high school in Massachusetts by the Reds in the 40th round back in 2018 as kind of a, yeah, we know you're going to college, but we're going to take you anyway. And then went to Wake Forest, and boy, was he a big strikeout pitcher there. He had a career mark of just under 12 strikeouts per nine innings during his time at Wake Forest. Struck out over 200 batters during his time there in 3 years. The pitch home. That's just up and in on Hatcher, and it's two balls and two strikes, and that includes the COVID season in 2020. He was then picked 24th overall in the 2021 draft by the Braves, and then came over in the Matt Olson deal here. Deep breath in the 2-2. Hatcher swings and misses for strike three on the high fastball. Second strikeout for Cusick. One away, and Abimelech Ortiz makes his way to the plate. The high strikeout numbers have continued through his minor league career, but not nearly at the rate that you would expect with the stuff that he showed in college. He still is a top 30 prospect for the A's, but struck out fewer than a strikeout per inning last year. The pitch. Top of the zone on Ortiz, and it's 0-1. On the Riders' first baseman, for Cusick, who threw 100 innings last year. It's about staying on the field so far this season. An early injury in April. The pitch. Swinging a foul back into Susak's glove, and it's 0-2. He's pumping in strikes here early on in this second inning. Ortiz 1-for-4 yesterday for the Rough Riders. He's now hit safely in three straight. Calls time, steps out, now stands back in. Cusick deals home. Outside. Missing with a fastball at 97, and it's one ball and two strikes. His two appearances up at Las Vegas, the AAA level, did not go well earlier this year. He deals. Swing and a miss. Ortiz strikes out and a changeup away. Third strikeout for Cusick, and there are two down. Max Acosta stands in, 7-hole hitter. 0-0 our score, top of the second inning. In his first outing, he allowed 4 earned runs over 2 innings in relief, and then 2 1/3 inning in his next outing, he allowed 4 more runs, though just 1 of them earned. Pitch home. Acosta takes high, 1 ball, no strikes. Sent back here to the AA level, and trying to figure it out. He's 24 years old. The pitch. And it's outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Acosta 1-for-4 in the opener yesterday with the lone Rough Riders RBI. Susak, the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Up and away, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Throughout the season, we've talked a lot about how this pitching staff has been phenomenal, and the offense has been able to do just enough. Well, the Rough Riders have allowed 3 runs or fewer in over half of their games this season. was the 37th time in 64 games they allowed three runs or fewer. And that was the first time that the Rough Riders lost when doing that. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball away. Acosta fished at it, and it's two balls and two strikes. The Riders are now 36-1 when allowing three runs or fewer. It's been that kind of amazing first half from Frisco. Here's the wind of the 2-2. Popped foul back and out of play. It's still two balls and two strikes. Acosta with baby blue New Balance cleats. Stands in from the right side, matching batting gloves. Cusick offers in the 2-2. Misses up high in the attic. It's three balls and two strikes with two down, bases clear. Nothing, nothing, our score in the second. A couple half swings out of the hill. Acosta has a bright yellow shin guard on his left shin and an elbow guard on his left elbow. 3-2. Low and away, ball four. Acosta works a walk. Ends a string of five in a row retired by Cusick, and Jesus Cepeda climbs to the plate now for the Rough Riders. Frisco and Midland, nothing, nothing, our score. Cepeda didn't play in yesterday's game. In fact, the Rough Riders have four guys who didn't play in yesterday's game getting into the lineup today. Time call and a pitch clock violation on Cepeda getting there late. Cepeda is down 0-1 in the count. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Acosta takes off, pitches high, throw down to second. It is not in time. Acosta caught stealing yesterday, not so in the second today. His 12th steal of the season. And it's one ball and one strike on Cepeda. Susak is throwing out 27% of the base stealers against him this season. A pretty good mark. At 52nd stolen base allowed now in the season, the most in the Texas League. The pitch. Swinging a drive into left center field. Eyes for the alley. That baby's down. Acosta eases around third, and he comes across to score. Jesus Cepeda with an RBI double. Riders strike first here in the second inning. That ball was hammered in the left center field. And the Rough Riders with an RBI double from Cepeda to get them on the board. Cooper Johnson, the batter now for the Rough Riders. Good to see Jesus Cepeda checking in with a big ribby. Got a pitch at the bottom of the zone, just dropped the hammer. Johnson, right-handed batter, the catcher today for the Rough Riders. Cusick delivers. That's outside, 1-0. Perfect example of late-inning magic for the Rough Riders here. A walk from Acosta, stolen base, and then RBI double. That's exactly what you want to see. Rough Riders have not been a very good team with two outs this season in innings. The pitch. That one misses high, and it's two balls and no strikes. They have the worst batting average with two outs in an inning out of anybody in the Texas League this year. But getting a walk and then a base hit, that'll certainly help. The pitch, a swing and a miss from Johnson. Two balls and one strike. If you heard our pregame show, you heard Cooper Johnson. Had a great chat with him yesterday. Split that up into two parts. And just a really important part of this team. From his ability behind the plate and also what he's done at the plate this year. The pitch. He swings and misses at a high inside fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. And he talked about what he had done in his stance to change some things up. Already a career-high five home runs for him this year. He says when he's up there, he's thinking damage. He wants to do damage. He wants to slug. Cepeda leads from second to 2-2. Outside. Three balls, two strikes. He has eight extra base hits this season in 30 games. He's part of a really talented catching core on this team. Look back to second and the payoff pitch on the way. That's outside, ball four. He draws the walk. A second walk of the inning for Cusick. Runners at first and second for the Rough Riders, and Kellen Strom steps to the plate. Strom doubling down the right field line his first trip. Rough Riders leading 1-0, top of the second inning here in Midland. And here's Paul Abbott, the pitching coach, out of the dugout. Going and having a chat with Cusick. Rough Riders scored just one run yesterday. It was in the second inning on an RBI single from Acosta. And so certainly they'd like to have more than just this one run here in this second inning. Opportunity with Strom up at the plate to do just that. Strom hasn't had many opportunities with runners in scoring position this year because he's been at the top of the order and he's been more of a run scorer rather than a run driver in, leading the league in runs scored this year. Still, with runners in scoring position, he's batting .314 this year. Runners in scoring position and two outs, just .133. Opportunity to improve those numbers with runners at first and second. Right-handed batter. First pitch. Swinging a bounding ball to the right side. Valenzuela fields it second, straightens and throws out Strom, and the inning comes to a close. Rough Riders do get a run, though. It comes on one hit. No errors, two left on. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the second inning, Rough Riders a 1-0 advantage after the RBI double from Jesus Cepeda. Jason Rosario leading it off, followed by Lazaro Armenteros and Jeremy Ironman. The first pitch from Ryan Garcia is a line shot to right field, right at Zavala, and he's there to make the head-high catch. Took a jab step in and then realized it was right at him, reached skyward with two hands and made the grab. A line out to right field on a hard-hit ball in the first pitch, and Rosario sat down. There's Lazaro Armenteros now. Right-handed batter, first pitch. He takes one over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Armenteros making his first appearance here at the AA level in this one today. The pitch. He takes inside, checking his swing. One ball and one strike. The Rockhounds had some good games from Armenteros last year against the Riders. The pick. That shivers outside. Count goes to two balls and one strike. Last season, Armenteros hit two homers against the Rough Riders but drove in 16 runs. The pick. That's low, and it's three balls and one strike.
16 runs in his 19 games. He was an on-base machine as well. 18 walks in the 19 games. 3-1. That's inside, missing with a changeup for ball four. And Garcia walks Armenteros, and Eierman makes his way to the plate. 1-0 Rough Riders. We play in the bottom of the second. This is an offense that is playing not only without their two top performers on the season, both now up in AAA, and Colby Thomas and Jacob Wilson. The pitch is fouled away to the right side. It's 0-1. Their best remaining player in Cooper Bowman was a late scratch from the lineup yesterday, and again, he's not in the lineup today, so some sort of minor injury, surely. Bowman has been one of the best players in the Texas League this year. The pitch. Runner goes, a swing and a miss, throw down to second on a hop, in time! Cooper Bowman nails Armenteros trying to steal, two down. Johnson has been one of the best in the Texas League this season at nabbing runners. That's now 12 out of 31 that he has caught. He was throwing out 37% coming in. It's now at 39% after that caught stealing. 2-4, two down. And the pitch home now is a fly ball into right center field, sending Zavala back, twisting shy of the warning track, now coming in with the wind, and he makes the two-handed grab to retire the side. It ends up being a quick inning with the caught stealing for Ryan Garcia. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third. It's 1-0 Riders here on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Rough Riders carry a 1-0 advantage to the top of the third inning here in Midland. Cabo Rodriguez, Aaron Zavala, Cody Freeman, the 3-2 up. 2-3-4 in the Riders' order against Ryan Cusick. Frisco getting on the board with an RBI double from Hazel Cepeda back in the second inning. Cusick shoulders square to the third base dugout. The right-hander winds and fires. It's low and outside and a first-pitch slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rodriguez hit the ball hard his first time up, grounding out to third. Jack Winkler with a nifty play at the hot corner. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a foul at the plate. And it's one ball and one strike, and you know, it looks like we might have a new catcher in the game. And we do. It's Jose Mujica, who has taken over for Daniel Susak behind the plate. Cusick, the 1-1. That one misses high, and it's two balls and one strike. Susak took a couple foul balls off the mask in the first inning, and hopefully he is all right, but he is not in the game any longer. 2-1. Up and in, it's three balls and one strike, and the last thing this Rockhounds team can afford are more injuries. Cooper Bowman was a late scratch. And then yesterday, center fielder Junior Perez left the game after making a diving catch in the top of the ninth inning on the warning track in left center, smacking his head on the ground. Cusick winds and deals in. There's a line drive the opposite way into right field, hanging up for Rosario to his right, and he spears it out of the air for the first down here in the third inning. Another hard hit ball from Rodriguez, but he jogs back to the dugout. 1-0 Riders, top of the third for Aaron Zavala. Now the bench looking pretty depleted right now for the Rockhounds. Right-hander winds back and offers to Zavala. Swing and a miss and a good breaking ball down and in. It's 0-1. Rough Riders with a roster move right before the game of their own with left-handed pitcher and birthday boy Robbie Ahlstrom going on the injured list. The 0-1. And it's just outside, and it's 1-1. Hamstring injury for him, and not too major. He'll be all right. 1-1 pitch to Zavala. Flying out of play to the left side, and it's 1-2. We're into that portion of the night that it's very difficult for hitters. There is a shadow in between home and the pitcher's mound cast by the overhang here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. We'll have this shadow here for probably another 25 minutes or so. 1-2. That just flips outside. 2-2. The sun is directly behind home plate, so right in the middle of the field. 2-2. The offering in. So we're going to chopper up the first baseline. McGuire there, the first baseman, flips underhand the covering pitcher Cusick, and he beats Zavala to the bag 2-0. Two up, two down for the Riders in this third inning, leading 1-0. That brings Cody Freeman to the plate. Grounded out to the shortstop his first time up. Rough Riders had a leadoff double from Kellen Strom and couldn't push him across in that first inning. And then Midland did the exact same thing, leadoff double and then down in order as Garcia ended up striking out the side after that. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Freeman watches outside, 1-0. Freeman getting to catch up with his brother-in-law, Shane McGuire, the first baseman for the Rockhounds. His sister went to college at the University of San Diego with McGuire. Those two got married this offseason. 1-0, fouled back. 1-1. It's funny seeing them when they both, or I should say when his sister was at Rough Riders game when Midland came a couple weeks ago to Frisco. And she came by the batting cages when Cody was in there, and she was wearing a Rockhound shirt. He said, "Oh, come on, you had to wear that today." Got to pick her sides. Time called. A pitch clock violation on Cusick, the pitcher, and it's 2-1. I'm sure that picking the husband over the brother is probably the correct allegiance there. Cusick, a deep breath, and the 2-1. Freeman fouls it back. It's 2-2. Freeman's brother, of course, Tyler Freeman, with the Cleveland Guardians. Guardians in action currently in a big series against the Mariners. The pitch home. That's outside. 3-2. Mariners leading the division in the American League West by a substantial margin of 10 games. So Rangers fans hoping that Cleveland will win those games against the Mariners and lessen the margin a little bit. Offering home. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. And that's the final out of the inning. It's currently 6-0 Cleveland in the fifth. Good news for the Rangers and for the Freeman family as well. We go into the bottom of the third. It's 1-0. Rough Riders lead it on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
We go into the home half of the third inning. The Rough Riders leading the Rockhounds 1-0. First pitch to Denzel Clark is low and outside for Brian Garcia. One ball and no strikes. Garcia allowed a double to Shane McGuire to lead off the first inning, then struck out the side. 1-0 pitch. That one's fly to the air down the right field line, but it twists foul, and man, did it ever. It just turned right with the wind completely blowing it over the berm and out of the ballpark. It's one ball and one strike. The wind here is crazy tonight with 29-mile-an-hour winds. Garcia looks in for his sign. He deals in the 1-1 pitch to Clark. A fly ball again, foul down the right side. Same thing. Turns and blows out of here. One ball and two strikes. In the second inning, Garcia walked Armenteros with one down, but then a caught stealing and a fly out on the next pitch. The offering, that's down and in. That's two balls and two strikes. Turned out to be a seven-pitch inning for Garcia in that second. Carrying a 1-0 lead in here into the bottom of the third. The offering, a swing and a miss. Got him with the changeup out in front, and Garcia has his fourth strikeout. Clark down on strikes. Here's Saheed Valenzuela in the 9-hole. Switch hitter from the left side. Well, if you've been following news in the baseball world over the last 24 hours, the big news has been the unfortunate passing of a baseball legend. The offering on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Willie Mays passed away yesterday at the age of 93. There have been incredible outpourings of respect, the pitch, just high and away, and it's one ball and one strike. And there's a million stories that you can tell about Willie Mays and what a great person he was, how his smile lit up the room. There are a few we'd like to share with you. One ball, one strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him, 1-2. One of my favorite quotes about Willie Mays came from Leo DeRocha, who was a longtime manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here's the wind in the 1-2 pitch. Low and away with the change, 2-2. He said, if somebody came up and hit 450, stole 100 bases, and performed a miracle on the field every day, I'd still look you in the eye and say Willie was better. That is just amazing. 2-2. Line foul out of play to the left side, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Willie Mays played for the Birmingham Barons, the Negro Leagues, when he was 16 years old, came up with the Giants at 20. 2-2. Flying out to left field, down the line. Cepeda racing over, Wynn pushing it, and it's up onto the berm. Still two balls, two strikes. He famously wore a hat that was a size too small, so it would fly off his head when he ran. He said, nobody pays to see you just run the bases. They want to see that hat fly off. They want you to feel superhuman. He would make basket-style catches to entertain and do magical stuff on the field. course, the play known as the catch will live on forever. The pitch is hit in the air out to right field, right at Aaron Zavala. And he's there to make the catch. Two up, two down in this third inning. 1-0 Rough Riders. Top of the order now in Shane McGuire for Midland. It's back in 1954 when the Giants won the World Series against the then Cleveland Indians. The remarkable thing about Willie Mays, as good as he was, as incredible as his numbers were, the pitch is outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. 24 All-Star games, 660 home runs. He could have been even better, and the numbers could have been even better. The pitch. That's over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Mays had to miss a full season and a half in 1952 and 1953 because he was drafted into the Korean War. And all he did in 1954 when he came back was win the National League MVP. 1-1. That's inside. And it's two balls and one strike. And a lot of people consider Willie to be the greatest player to ever play baseball. Kind of hard to argue with that. 2-1. Lined out into shallow left field, hanging up for Cepeda, running in towards the line. He makes the catch. Side retired in the third. We'll continue just a little bit as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Rough Riders leading 1-0 over Midland. Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Josh Hatcher leads off the Rough Riders fourth. Frisco leading 1-0 here in game two against the Midland Rockhounds. Rough Riders a 2-1 loss last night and looking for a little bit more offense against Ryan Cusick. Right-hander looks in at the left-handed batter in the first pitch. Lashed foul into the netting to the left side, and it's 0-1. Hatcher a strikeout victim back in the second. Rough Riders just one run on two hits so far. We're talking about Willie Mays, who passed away yesterday at the age of 93. Two-time MVP winner. One with the New York Giants, one with the San Francisco Giants. Of course, one of the best players in the game when the Giants moved to San Francisco. Here's the wind of the pitch. Outside, it's one ball and one strike. When we got back home to the hotel last night, turned on SportsCenter, and they were talking about Willie Mays, and there was a phenomenal story that was told. 1-1. It's up and away, and it's two balls and one strike. About that move to San Francisco from New York. A lot of time during the late 50s, I mean, you couldn't watch baseball on TV on an everyday basis. It was usually just the World Series. 2-1. And that one misses down. It's three balls and one strike. And so the greatest baseball players of their time were mythical.
unless you saw them in person, of course. You'd listen on the radio and hear how they're described, read in the newspaper and see the numbers they put up, but you hear about the magical things that these players would do, and so fans expected them to do magical things every day. Here's the wind back in the 3-1. That's up and away. Ball four, and Hatcher's aboard to lead off the fourth inning. It'll be Malek Ortiz the batter now for the Rough Riders. Frisco a 1-0 advantage as we play in the top of the fourth. Willie told a story that when he first went out to San Francisco, fans would expect those magical things from him, and they would boo him if he struck out or if he didn't produce on a nightly basis. The pitch. That's up and away. It's one ball and no strikes. All he did in his first season in 1958 for the San Francisco Giants was lead the league in OPS, stolen bases, OPS plus, and finish second in the league in MVP. The expectations were so high as the pitch is fouled back. It's one ball and one strike to Ortiz. Without a doubt, the greatest San Francisco Giants player and New York Giants player as well involved in that to ever don the uniform. You can make the argument of Barry Bonds versus Willie Mays, of course, his godfather. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. That one misses down, and it's two balls and one strike. But whether you think that Barry Bonds was a better baseball player than Willie Mays or not, Willie Mays was undoubtedly the better Giant, having played his entire career there until his last season and a half when he was traded to the New York Mets. 2-1. There's a high pop-up left side. It's foul out of play. Two balls and two strikes on Ortiz with the runner at first and nobody out in the fourth inning. 1-0 Rough Riders. Four-time home run champion. Batting champion. He had just about every single accolade you could possibly want. 12-time Gold Glove winner. The offering is popped up left side again. The wind takes hold of it. Winkler, the third baseman, into foul ground, and he watches this one carry out of play. And still two balls and two strikes. Ortiz will go back to the plate. He will be sorely missed, of course, in the baseball community. And right before a game is going to be played or a series is going to be played this weekend in minor league baseball back in his hometown of Birmingham at the ballpark that he used to play at 16 years old when he was part of the Negro Leagues with the Birmingham Black Barons. And he was supposed to attend. He ended up having to cancel, and obviously we know why now. He was dealing with health issues. And he will be missed. Offering in, Hatcher takes off, swinging a foul straight back. Still two balls, two strikes, and Hatcher will have to retrace his steps back towards first base. Stories about Willie Mays often preceded him. One of the greatest players to ever don a uniform. Here's the stretch in the 2-2. There's a high pop-up again down the left side. And the wind blowing this one well foul. Still two balls, two strikes. The fifth foul ball on this at-bat for Ortiz, who went down swinging in the second. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. Opposite field shift in the outfield. Stretch in the pitch. Down and in. We're full at 3-2. This will be the ninth pitch upcoming to Ortiz, and a quality plate appearance for him. He's swinging the bat very well recently. If anyone has the power to cut through this wind, it's Ortiz. Hatcher draws a throw. He's back in. Max Acosta on deck for the Rough Riders. We play in the top of the fourth inning. 1-0 Frisco. Stretch of the pitch.
Hatcher takes off, swinging a ground ball, chopped to the right side and through into right field. Hatcher around second into third easily. And Abimelech Ortiz wins the nine-pitch battle with a single into right. Rough Riders with runners on the corners and nobody out here in the fourth inning. Max Acosta bats now, and the Riders with a golden opportunity to add on to their 1-0 lead. Trying to get to Ryan Cusick here in the fourth. And it looks like we'll see some action out of the Midland bullpen down the right side. It's Shohei Tomioka who is starting to loosen. Wind picks up a little bit, blowing directly in from center field. The wind is not supposed to continue into the rest of the week. We're going to see some weather, some rain supposedly on Thursday. Offering home, swinging a chopper foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1. It's supposed to be windy today and then really supposed to pretty pleasant the rest of the way. A little bit hot on Sunday at 96 degrees, but not nearly the 100-degree temperatures we're used to seeing out here in Midland this time of year. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Acosta takes down and in. Two balls, make it one ball and one strike. When the wind blows in like this, this is an extraordinarily favorable ballpark for pitchers. Both teams have taken advantage of that. With just the four runs scored so far in this series combined as the pitch hums inside. Two balls and one strike. Riders trying to change that right here. Acosta had an RBI single to the opposite way in game one yesterday. Cusick looks in. He's got his sign. He kicks home. Acosta takes high. It's three balls and one strike. And one bad pitch away from loading the bases up. Jesel Cepeda, who had the RBI double back in the second, is on deck. 3-1. Swinging a chopper foul into the Riders dugout left side. 3-2. Acosta drew a walk in the second, stole second, and then scored on the Cepeda RBI double. He's got a full count to him here. Already a lot of pitches for Cusick to this point. This next offering will be his 79th. 3-2. Ortiz takes off, swinging a fly ball, hammered out to right field. Rosario going back at the warning track, reaches up, makes the catch. Hatcher tags from third. He comes across to score, and the Riders now lead 2-0. A ball that probably gets out of here if not for the wind blowing in at 21 miles an hour from right. It ends up being a sac fly and an RBI for Acosta. So Ortiz remains at first base, and now here comes Gregorio Petit, the manager, and he's going to make a pitching change. So Shohei Tomioka will come out of the bullpen, and that's it for Ryan Cusick in his start going 3 1/3 innings tonight. Jesús Cepeda to face Tomioka when we come back. 2-0 Riders in the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Midland in the top of the fourth inning, one out, runner at first, one run in for the Riders. Jesus Cepeda standing in from the right side. Frisco a 2-0 advantage thanks to a sack fly from Acosta. Cepeda facing Shohei Tomioka, the new pitcher on the mound, spelling Ryan Cusick. First pitch, low and away, one ball and no strikes with a runner at first and Abimelech Ortiz. Tomioka, the 28-year-old native of Japan, 4.97 ERA and 20 outings this year from the bullpen for Midland. 1-0. That misses low. It's two balls and no strikes. In 25 and a third innings, he's whiffed 24 to 16 walks. Opponents hitting 250 against him. Cepeda wide open stance. RBI double his last time up in the second. Tomioka offers. Flips across the inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. Cepeda was putting on monster displays in batting practice yesterday. Has really started to swing the bat a little bit better recently. 2-1. Strike at the top of the zone. Back pick down to first, not in time from Mujica. Two balls and two strikes on the big outfielder for the Riders. Cepeda at 6'5". Ortiz has his lead from first. 2-2. Down and in. Three balls, two strikes. All four hitters in this inning have seen three ball counts, with three of them seeing full counts. Rough Rider's been very patient today. Three, two. Inside. Ball four. Ortiz down to second. Cepeda aboard with a walk. That brings Cooper Johnson to the plate, who walked his first time up. Two nothing Riders, trying to add to it here in this top of the fourth. Ryan Garcia has looked really good on the mound on the other side. I'd love to build up this lead a little bit for him. Right-handed batter. First pitch. Outside with a breaking ball, one ball, no strikes. During that conversation with Johnson yesterday, he really had a great conversation about his mechanics. He adopted the leg kick towards the very end of the season last year. 1-0. Swinging a ground ball, softly hit up the third baseline and foul. It's one ball and one strike. And really committed to it over the offseason, working on driving the ball. It was funny, at the very beginning of the season, talking to Cooper, because we saw him last year for just a little bit, he said, did you add a lot of weight? He was looking really big, and he said, no, I actually dropped some poundage, but it was fat that he lost, and he added a bunch of muscle, probably around 10 pounds. The pitch, swing and a miss off the outside corner. It's one ball and two strikes. He was an exercise science major at Ole Miss, and a guy who obviously cares about his fitness. And that has helped add to a lot of power this year for the catcher. Behind the count, one ball and two strikes here. Runners at first and second for the Riders. Offering home. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Off-speed pitch low and away. Two down now. Tomioka with his first strikeout. There's Kellen Strom at the top of the card, one for two today with the double back in the first. There's the stretch. Right-hander offers. Strom fouls it away to the right side. It's 0-1. Kellen hitting at 284 coming into the game today. Had a 32-game on-base streak. Snapped a couple of weeks ago. 0-1. Up and outside. One ball and one strike. It's just been as consistent, as steady as they come this season for the Riders. At the top of the order. Offering home. He checks his swing and went around in a high pitch. One ball and two strikes. Mentioned the 38 runs scored for him this year. Tops the Texas League. It's tied for the most in AA this year with Marcelo Meyer, the top prospect in the Red Sox organization for AA Portland. One, two. Swinging a chopper off the fist out toward short. Ironman charges, picks, fires on the run, pulls the first baseman off the bag, and McGuire tries to leg the tag down on Strom, but the ball squirts out of his glove. Ortiz around 30, crosses, and the Rough Riders now lead 3-0. Wow. They mark an error on the shortstop Ironman, pulling the first baseman McGuire off the bag. And the Rough Riders add a run unearned. McGuire tried the sweep tag on Strom, but as he went flying by, he knocked the ball out of the glove of McGuire. Cepeda down to second. Ortiz scores. And here's Caber Rodriguez. The pinch. Swing and a miss. Diving down and in, and it's 0-1. So 3-0 Frisco. Two runs across in this fourth, and that's what you wanted to see. Is a crooked number. Oh, one offering. Down in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Riders sending their seventh man to the plate in this inning. Rodriguez climbs back in from the right side. 0 for 2 today. A ground out to third and a line out to left. He's hit the ball hard twice. Tomioka readies. Brings it home. Swinging a line drive looped into shallow right field. Valenzuela going back. The second baseman's there. He makes the catch. And the side is retired. Rough Riders do get two runs. One of them earned on one hit, an error. And two runners left on base. Bottom four next. Rough Riders 3, Midland nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the last of the fourth inning, a 3-0 advantage for the Riders. First pitch from Ryan Garcia to Jack Winkler is lashed into deep right field. This one sending Zavala back, and he reaches up to make the catch. Aaron Zavala right there to nab it, one away, and Brennan Malone bats. Another one pitch out for Ryan Garcia, who's been very efficient through these three innings. Just 43 pitches, and including that first offering. Brennan Malone, the batter. First pitch. He takes a fastball in the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Malone a looking strikeout in the first. Garcia's offering. Low and outside. One ball and one strike. A couple Pac-12 guys going at each other here with Malone, University of Oregon. Ryan Garcia, UCLA. They were not there at the same time, though. 1-1 offering home. There's a fly ball to right center field. Zavala going back. He's got this one measured, and he makes the catch again. A couple fly ball outs to right field, and that brings Daniel Susak's spot in the order to the plate. It's Jose Mojica. Mojica came in at catcher defensively for Susak back in the second inning. The pitch, that's on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Susak took a couple hard foul balls to the mask and ended up leaving in between innings, so we're not sure that that's why. The offering fouled away to the right side. It's 0-2, but it could be. Certainly got to keep an eye on the concussion protocol. 3-0 Rough Riders. Two outs here in the fourth inning. 0-2 to Mojica. He calls time. More action out in the Midland bullpen. It's Wander Guante who's getting loose. The pitch. Changeup misses low. One ball and two strikes. Garcia looking for a quick inning here in the fourth. He rocks back in the 1-2. Grounder foul up the third base side. Still one ball and two strikes. He's retired the last six that he's seen. Right-handed batter, Mojica. Right-hander, Garcia. Shoulders just offset of home. Glove tucked under his left arm. He's got his sign. 1-2. Got him swinging. Change-up down in the dirt for strike three. Garcia whiffs his fifth, and he's got a 1-2-3, 10-pitch fourth inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top of the fifth inning next. It's the Rough Riders 3, the Rock Hounds nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
New pitcher on the hill for the Midland Rockhounds as we go to the top of the fifth inning. It's Wander Guante who takes over. The right-hander. Guante will face Aaron Devalma, Cody Freeman, and Josh Hatcher. 3-4-5 in the Riders' order. First pitch. Misses down and in. It's one ball and no strikes. Kind of a low three-quarter arm slot from the skinny right-hander. Guante deals. That one's lined into left center field. Armenteros on the run, and he's there to make the catch. One out here in the fifth inning, and Cody Freeman makes his way to the plate. Freeman 0 for 2 today. Guante, a native of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, making his ninth appearance on the season for Midland. Beginning the season in High A Lansing, he's 3-1 with a 2.40 ERA. 15 strikeouts over 15 innings. First pitch, inside. Missing with a heater at 95, and it's one ball and no strikes. Guante making his second outing against Frisco this season. He rocks in the 1-0. Freeman in the air down the right field line. Rosario pushing over towards the corner into foul ground, and he runs out of room. It's a foul ball. One ball and one strike. Guante threw two-thirds of an inning in Frisco on May 23rd, allowing just one hit and striking out a batter. 4-2 win for the Rough Riders in that game. Years old, 6'1", 180 pounds. He squares his shoulders offset of home towards the third base dugout with the glove out in front of his face, looking over it. He has his sign, lowers it down to the belt, winds in the 1-1. There's a high fly ball out to shallow left field. Armenteros froze, now coming in. It's the shortstop Ironman who calls him off with the wind blowing it back towards the infield, and he makes the catch. Two up, two down for Guante here in the fifth inning. Riders leading 3-0. And Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. Hatcher walked and scored in the fourth and struck out in the second inning. Pole side shift on the infield for Midland. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Hatcher out in front on that one. It's 0-1. Good changeup off the outside corner. Ryan Cusick done in his start officially with his final line starting at 3 1/3 innings. The offering off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. He allowed 3 runs, though 2 of them earned. 1-1. Hatcher rifles it into right field on a line. Rosario going back, and he makes the catch of the warning track. A sinking topspin line drive, and Hatcher is out number 3 here in the fifth inning. Oh, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Riders, down very quickly on just 8 pitches. And we go to the home half of the fifth. It's 3-0. Riders lead it on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the home half of the fifth inning, and Ryan Garcia back out onto the hill for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading 3-0. First pitch to Rosario is up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders with 3 runs on 3 hits today. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a chopper up the first base side and foul. It's one ball and one strike. On the other side, Midland, no runs on just one hit. Shane McGuire double to lead off the ball game. And since then, only one base runner on a walk in the second. Garcia has retired in the last seven he's seen, and the pitch clips the outside corner for a strike. 1-2 on Rosario. Garcia has his sign. The right-hander winds back in the 1-2. There's a line shot into left center, and that one sinks in and finds some grass for a base hit. Strom cuts it off and rifles it back in. Rosario holds with a single. Lazaro Armentero is the batter now. Armenteros walked in the second. First pitch. Strike in the upper edge inside corner. It's 0-1. Armenteros, after the walk in the second, was caught stealing by Cooper Johnson, something that he's done really well this year. 0-1. Fouled back. No balls and two strikes on Armenteros. Ryan Garcia and Cooper Johnson hooking up for their first caught stealing in four attempts this season on that one. Throw over to first, not in time. Garcia had a really quick fourth inning. And so working on 57 pitches now as he goes in the fifth. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Oh, with the slider low and away, he strikes him out. It's his sixth punch out. And there's one away. Jeremy Eierman bats now. Looks like he's well within reach of his season high of 9. That's also a career high. Did it against Corpus earlier this year. Against San Antonio at home. And the first pitch captures the upper edge outside corner. A strike to Eierman. It's 0-1. Eierman flew out to right field his first time up. Former Missouri State Bear. 0-1. Pops this one up to the right side. Ortiz going back. And a foul ground now with the wind pushing it. He makes the catch of the warning track. Now two outs now after the leadoff single here in the fifth. And that brings Denzel Clark, the eight-hole hitter, to the plate. The Rockhounds have been pretty aggressive over the last few innings. That just plays into Garcia's hand. Garcia has run into trouble this year with a lack of command. It's something that hasn't really plagued him in the past. Another throw over to first, and it's not in time. Garcia has the third highest walk rate in the Texas League this year. But today, just one walk. He's consistently worked ahead. First pitch. Clark watches a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. First pitch strikes to three of the four batters in this fifth inning. Six out of the last seven as well. He readies in the 0-1. That one's hit off the fist, out to right field, out to Zavala, coming in, still charging, and the wind knocks it down. It's a base hit. He turns and fires towards third, not in time. Man, the wind just completely knocked that fly ball down. And Denzel Clark with a bloop base hit into right field. Rosario moves first to third. Runners cornered now in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two outs. Here's Saeed Valenzuela. That one off the fist. And Zavala started a little bit late. Didn't realize how softly it was hit. Valenzuela flying out to right his first time up. The pitch. That's on the outside corner with a fastball for a strike. 0-1. Pull side shift on the infield. Garcia from the belly, the pitch. Little cue shot, ground ball out to third. Freeman up with it, slings it on to first, and he gets Valenzuela. Side retired. No problem for Ryan Garcia. No runs on two hits, no errors, two left on. We're into the top of the sixth inning. It's 3-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Abimelech Ortiz starts it off for the Riders in the top of the sixth inning. Frisco a 3-0 advantage here in game two of this six-game series. Ortiz 1-for-2 today in the first pitch. He swings, hits it off the end of the bat, a fly ball into shallow center. Ironman, the shortstop, going back, and he's there to make the catch. One pitch, one out here in the sixth inning. Max Acosta, the shortstop, bats now. A walk and a sack fly today, so no official at-bats. Three runs on three hits for the Rough Riders. No runs on three hits for the Rockhounds. Acosta has driven in two runs in this series now. First pitch. Inside from Guante. It's one ball and no strikes. Well, good news if you're a Rangers fan. The Guardians beat the Mariners earlier today. The pitch. Foul back to the screen. One ball and one strike. So that means the Rangers have a chance to pick up a game on the Mariners with a win. They're currently tied with the Mets. The Rangers are 1-1 that game at the top of the fourth inning. Rangers getting their run on a first inning. Bases loaded, hit by pitch of Wyatt Langford. 1-1. Inside corner for a strike, and it's one ball and two strikes. Langford starting in center field for the first time in his major league career. Starling Marte just had an RBI double to tie the score at 1-1. Sean Manaea still hasn't allowed a hit through three innings, though he's walked three and hit a batter. 1-2 to Acosta. That one's outside. Two balls and two strikes to him. One out, base is clear. We play in the top of the sixth. 2-2. Acosta watches low. It's three balls and two strikes. Outfield shades to the opposite way for Acosta, the right-handed batter. Guante has his sign, and the right-handers pay off in. Swinging a line drive up the middle. That's into center. Max Acosta singles with one out here in the sixth. Right over the top of the second baseman, Valenzuela, who's shaded up the middle. Just leaked it over the top of his glove. And Hazel Cepeda makes his way to the plate. He's reached twice today with an RBI double in the second and a walk in the fourth. Frisco trying to add their 3-0 advantage. Right-hander rifles home. Top of the zone for a called strike. It's 0-1. Guante threw a scoreless fifth inning. It's gone Ryan Cusick, Shohei Tomioka, and now Guante. 0-1. That top of the zone again. It's 0-2. It'll be interesting to see what the leash is for Ryan Garcia on the other side for the Riders. See how far they let him go. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch. High and away, it's 1-2. Garcia currently, as it stands right now, is sitting on 64 pitches through 5 innings. He'll definitely come back out for the 6th as there's nobody warming in the Frisco bullpen. 1-2. Swinging a chopper foul up the third base line. It's still 1-2 on Cepeda. But depending on how that 6th inning goes, maybe getting an opportunity at the 7th. His season high this year is 5 2/3 innings. He has yet to pour in a quality start. His career high is 7 innings. 1-2. Cepeda watches a changeup low. 2-2. Cooper Johnson on deck. The Rough Riders bottom third of the order trying to push across a run. Guante readies and deals home. Strike 3 call. Got in on the upper edge outside corner. 2 down now in the 6th inning for Cooper Johnson. Acosta at first. Johnson 0-for-1 today with a strikeout and a walk. Johnson, such an interesting career. A very good player at Carmel Catholic High School in the Chicago area growing up. The pitch. Swing and a miss and a fastball riding inside. It's 0-1. Wanted to play professional baseball and was among one of the best in his class in the country. He was rated as the number 3 catcher in the nation and the number 1 player in the state of Illinois coming out of high school. Here's the stretch and the pitch. That's low and outside. Back pick down to first, not in time. 1-1. He was on the 18U national team that won a gold medal in Japan, alongside some pretty big names like Hunter Green, who's now a pitcher for the Reds. Nick Prado, who's first baseman for the Royals. The pitch is fouled back into Mujica's glove, and it's 1-2. And Johnson had a number that he was looking for going into that draft, but committed to Ole Miss and very happy that he ended up becoming an Ole Miss Rebel. The best defenders in the SEC behind the plate during his junior season. 1-2. He swings and pops it up on the right side of the infield. Drifting out into shallow right. Rosario racing in into foul ground, and nobody can get there. It lands on the warning track and kicks up against the sidewall. Well, the wind just playing tricks on everybody. And Cooper Johnson gets a second life now here in the 6th inning with 2 outs and a runner at first. Johnson was drafted in the 6th round by the Tigers. Ended up getting released by Detroit at the end of 2022 and then got a tryout with the Rangers and signed with them before last season. 1-2. He takes one just a bit high. 2-2. He said it's been an absolute blessing to play here for the Rangers organization and play with this group of guys. He's had a blast. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball to the third baseman, Winkler. He's got it, fires onto second the short way, gets Acosta side retired. Well, the Rough Riders, no runs on a hit, no errors, one runner left on in the 6th inning. We move to the bottom of the 6th. It's the Rough Riders 3, the Rock Hounds nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Fred Garcia reemerges from the Rough Riders dugout and takes the mound again here in the sixth inning. Shane McGuire, Jack Winkler, Brennan Malone, the 3-2 up against him. Right-hander on the hill, left-hander at the plate. And the first offering. Low and outside, one ball and no strikes. To no one's surprise, Garcia has continued to go to that changeup with a lot of success today. The changeup has been the pitch that has been his best offering. The offering in is right over the heart of the plate for a strike, that time with the cutter. It's one ball and one strike. The changeup has turned into a ton of strikeouts for him over his last few starts. 1-1. On the outside corner with the cutter for a strike. One ball and two strikes. Every baseball player is always tinkering a little bit, trying to find success and find what works. For pitchers, sometimes just trying to find what gets out. 1-2. That one misses down in the dirt. It's two balls and two strikes. And Garcia has struggled in his first two starts of the season this year. Really his first three starts. And then at Corpus Christi, he started throwing that changeup a lot more. 2-2. Ground ball ripped foul at the right side. Still two balls, two strikes. So after allowing three runs, and six runs in his first three starts, he went 5 2/3 shutout innings at Corpus. His best start of the year, and he has been much better since consistently throwing that changeup this season. And since those first three starts of the year, as he offers in here and misses low, it's three balls and two strikes. In seven starts, he's 4-1 with a 3.06 ERA. It's kind of been as the Rough Riders pitching staff goes, so does Ryan Garcia, or vice versa. 3-2. Fouled back. Off the end of the bat. Still three balls, two strikes. Riders got to a bit of a tough start in the very beginning of the season. Their April ERA was their highest out of any month individually. And Ryan Garcia has continued to get better, just like this entire team has, pitching staff-wise, as the offering is flicked foul up over the overhang on the left side. Still three balls, two strikes. Riders had a 4.38 ERA in April, 3.45 in May, and then the best in the entirety of minor league baseball, 2.18 here in June, the pitch. That's inside for ball four. He lost it. Second walk of the day for Garcia. McGuire aboard to lead things off in the sixth inning, and Jack Winkler makes his way to the plate. 3-0 our score. Rough Riders out in front. We're at the bottom of the sixth inning, and Cooper Johnson goes out and will chat things over with Garcia. A little milling about in the Riders' dugout, in the Riders' bullpen, but nobody up and throwing quite yet. Garcia still in good shape with that pitch count. 73 pitches. Certainly that at bat to McGuire, not what he wanted to see though to start off the sixth. A 9-pitch plate appearance, especially to the top hitter in the order, and you got to face this middle of the order, getting that leadoff man aboard.
Now somebody does get up and throwing. It looks like Steven Jennings. And it is Steven Jennings. Winkler, the batter, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider dipping away from him off the outside corner. It's 0-1. He's tended to go with that slider or cutter down and away to the righties and the changeup down and in. And fastball elevated. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Went with a high inside offering. Got him to cut through it. It's 0-2. It's actually an elevated changeup. Winkler 0-2 today with a strikeout and a lineout. 0-2. Down and in. One ball and two strikes on Winkler. Garcia would love a ground ball here. He's been more of a fly ball pitcher than a ground ball pitcher on the season. The offering is outside. Two balls and two strikes. In fact, his 44% fly ball rate coming into this start today was the second highest in the Texas League this season. The 26-year-old ready. And the 2-2. Fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes on Winkler. As Garcia goes deeper and deeper into his starts, you tend to see more foul balls against him. Not quite as sharp with that command as he is in the beginning of his starts. 2-2. Swinging a grounder foul. Past third. And it's still two balls and two strikes. Working on six strikeouts in the start. Malone waiting on deck. Two long plate appearances against him beginning this sixth. He brings it home. Swing and a miss. Got him. Changeup down and in. His seventh strikeout. One out here in the sixth inning, and that brings Brennan Malone to the plate. Malone, right-handed batter, runner at first. One down here in the sixth inning. 3-0 Frisco. John Goebel, pitching coach, and Carlos Cardoza, manager, talking on the steps as the pitches fly down to shallow right field. Zavala sprinting in towards the line, and he's there to make the catch. Big first pitch out for Garcia. Two down, and here's Jose Mujica. With Garcia one out away from setting a new season high in innings pitched with six full. 81 pitches for him. His season high is 93. That was two starts ago. He deals. Mujica watches a slider on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Right-handed batter. Garcia toes the rubber. McGuire walked to lead off the inning. He leads from first. The 0-1. Swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove. It's 0-2. And now Garcia one pitch away from getting out of this sixth inning. With six shutout frames. He's got his sign. 0-2. Inside, he hit him. Oh, man. Fastball got away from him. And he nailed him on the side. Just under the armpit. And the trainer comes out and will chat with him. That's Eric Fast, who was chatting with him. On an 0-2 pitch, he hit him on the rib cage. Or actually, they're checking out his wrist. It looked like he had the ball pinned in there, but he might have moved his wrist actually into the ball trying to protect his rib cage. And Fast guarding him down the line. Gregorio Petit there as well, along with first base coach Darryl Kennedy. And he's okay. He's going to stay in the game. So runners in first and second with two down. And here's Jason Rosario. And John Goebel comes out of the Riders' dugout, and he'll go chat things over with Garcia. So Steven Jennings looks like he's ready out of the Riders' bullpen. It's just a question as to whether or not Garcia can retire Rosario here. It's not as if this is a blowout. It's still 3-0, so the game is well within reach if you're Midland. Garcia has been really good in this game today, not allowing a single man left on base in the second, third, or fourth innings. Two harmless singles against him in the fifth, and then a walk and a hit batter here in this sixth inning. Midland hasn't had many opportunities on the offensive side. They're 0 for 4 with runners in scoring position, and they've stranded 3 total. On the other side, the Riders are 1 for 8 with runners in scoring position tonight. They've left 6 on the base pass, but they've scored 3 times. RBI double, a sack fly, and a run coming across on an error. Goble has set his piece. Nate Dietrich, the home plate umpire, out to break it up. Garcia deals with a left-handed batting Jason Rosario. Non-roster invitee in spring training. Stands in. First pitch. Takes a fastball for a strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-1. Runners at first and second. Two down in the sixth inning. 0-1. Popped up the fist, or off the fist, and it's foul out of play to the left side. 0-2. Garcia quickly ahead, just like he was on Mujica. Opportunity to get out of this inning right here. Garcia ready from the belly. The pitch home. Bounces in there, skips away from Johnson to his right, and that allows both runners to move up. McGuire to third, Mujica to second. And now a base hit can make it a one-run game. Spiked a changeup and Johnson couldn't block it. One ball and two strikes. Three nothing our score, Riders lead. Garcia stretches, he deals. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home to the right. And still one ball and two strikes. Rosario singled to center back in the fifth, lined out to right in the second. He's hit the ball pretty well twice today. One, two. Swinging a ground ball to the right side, and that's through into right field, a base hit. McGuire scores, Mujica around third. The throw is cut off, and now they have Rosario on a rundown. The throw on to second, and Acosta tags him out, inning over. But a two-run single. Goodness, makes it 3-2. Rough Riders out in front. We go to the top of the seventh next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner. Cacique Foods, the nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa, is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're at the top of the seventh inning. Rough Riders now clinging to a one-run lead. It's 3-2 Frisco leading Midland. top of the order due up. It's Kellen Strom, Caber Rodriguez, and Aaron Zavala. So what was a great start for Ryan Garcia has a little bit of negative energy towards the end. Whoa, and now Gregorio Petit and Kavika Emsley-Pye are getting into it. Petit, the manager, and Emsley-Pye, the first base coach for the Rough Riders, barking at each other down the right side. No idea what this is all about. And now Carlos Cardoza is yelling at Petit, and the umpires are getting in between them. Oh, man. This is crazy. There was some bad blood in between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds when the two teams were in Frisco, but, man, Kavika and Gregorio going at it in between innings there. And now the umpires will come together and see if they'll initiate warnings on both teams. You hardly see a coaching staff member, and yeah, they do. They initiate warnings on both teams. And now Carlos Cardoza comes out, and he's going to talk with Nate Diedrich, the home plate umpire, and Sean Sparling, the crew chief, and just make sure that he understands what's going on. That seemed to erupt out of nowhere. And so warnings on both teams. And we will continue here in the seventh. It's a one-run game. Man. 3-2, Rough Riders lead it. Top of the order. And the first pitch to Strom is inside. One ball and no strikes. Wander Guante still out there, the pitcher for Midland. Wind back in the pitch. That's up and in, and it's two balls and no strikes. So Ryan Garcia had thrown almost six shutout innings, a two-run single from Jason Rosario. The pitch. That rides inside as well, 3-0. And then he was out on the base paths trying to advance on the throw behind him. So a two-run single ends the sixth inning, and it's now a one-run game, 3-0. That's right down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 3-1. Strom reached on an error in the fourth, doubled it in the first, and he calls time and steps out. Right-handed batter. 3-1. He takes up. Ball four. And Strom walks, and Caber Rodriguez bats now. Rodriguez 0-3. The Rough Riders have the ability to push across runs in the blink of an eye, especially at the top of this order, and that's exactly what you'd like to see here. Rodriguez has hit the ball hard twice out of his three at-bats. The pitch. He shows bunt, pulls back, watches a strike on the upper edge inside corner. It's 0-1. Rodriguez looking down at third base coach and manager Carlos Cardoza. He claps his hands twice. And now Rodriguez stands back in. The 0-1. Swinging a pop-up into shallow right field. Rosario coming in on it. He makes the catch. 1 away, and here's Aaron Zavala. Rough Riders are the runner at first, leading 3-2, top of the seventh inning. It was a hotly contested game yesterday, 2-1. Rough Riders fell. Now 3-2. First offering in. And Zavala takes away. It's one ball and no strikes. Three runs on four hits for the Rough Riders tonight. Two runs on four hits and one error for the Rockhounds. 1-0. That's on the outside corner for a strike. Man, a generous call by Nate Diedrich, the home plate umpire. It's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders committed an error last night by third baseman Franer Chavez, snapping a streak of nine consecutive games without a defensive miscue. And they played clean baseball defensively tonight. This man Zavala has been busy out in right field. 1-1. He takes inside. Two balls and one strike. Something you do have to keep in mind, it's a very close ball game, and so with warnings being ejected, a hit by pitch, even though if it's not intentional, could result in an ejection here. 2-1. Fouled away back behind home to the left, and it's 2-2. And Guante has thrown inside consistently on a lot of hitters. And sometimes one can just get away from you, even if it's not intentional. That's the kind of dangerous thing about warnings being issued. 2-2, outside, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Strom takes his lead at first. He goes, the pitch, swing and a miss, throw down to second is high, not in time. So Zavala strikes out. Strom steals his 13th base. Guante with his second strikeout. And Cody Freeman steps in now for the Rough Riders with a runner at second base. The Riders are just 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position and just 3-for-18 in the first two games of this series with runners in scoring position. Be a big hit for Freeman if you could come up with it here. The pitch. He takes outside. It's 1-0. Freeman had a couple hits on Sunday. A triple and a double in the Riders' 12-0 win. He went 0-for-3 yesterday with a walk. He's 0-for-3 today. 2-down runner at second. The pitch. Swing and a miss down in front of a changeup, and it's 1-1. Freeman yesterday with the Rough Riders trailing 2-1 hit a foul ball down the left field line that was just barely foul into the Riders' bullpen. It would have been a game-tying solo homer. 1-1. He swings and lines this fair down the third baseline. Strom coasts easily around third. He comes in to score, and Cody Freeman into second with a huge RBI double. Rough Riders increase the lead. It's now 4-2. Cody Freeman getting out in front of it and smacking it just fair down the third base side. He's got his team high 15th double of the season. And the Rough Riders now with a runner at second and 2 outs for Josh Hatcher. First time the Riders have scored since the 4th. 4-2 Frisco, top of the 7th. Big swing from Cody Freeman. Guante readies and deals home to Hatcher. Outside corner, strike one. With the fastball, it's 0-1 on Hatcher's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored in the 4th inning. Guante, the 0-1. That's downstairs, 1-1. A just slightly under full moon in right center field, poking out from behind as some clouds along the horizon. Here's the stretch and the 1-1 pitch on the way to Hatcher. Swinging a chopper foul up the first base side, and it's 1-2. Blue skies up above those kind of dark clouds along the horizon. Hatcher behind in the count, 1-2. Offering home. Bounces in there. Mujica with a very nice stop behind the plate, 2-2. Four-two, Rough Riders lead it. We play in the 7th. Mimelec Ortiz on deck for Frisco. Freeman leads from second. Pull side shift on the infield for Hatcher. 2-2 on the way. He takes up and away. 3-2 on Hatcher. Mujica checking with Diedrich on the location of that pitch. Here's the stretch and the 3-2 pitch. Swinging a chopper foul at the plate. Just caught a piece. Still 3-2. Riders without a home run in the first two games of this series. Frisco had a homer on Sunday in the 6th inning from Ortiz. 2 innings before that, Franier Chavez with a home run. But nothing so far here on the road. Here's the stretch. Payoff in. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out with a fastball off the outside corner, and Hatcher's down on strikes. Inning over. One run across for the Rough Riders, though, on an RBI double by Cody Freeman. Frisco now leading 4-2 into the stretch on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We ride into the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Rough Riders a 4-2 advantage over the Midland Rockhounds. It's been a very eventful game thus far. Stephen Jennings, the new pitcher on the mound for the Rough Riders. We've seen warnings issued to both sides. Seen some clutch base hits on both sides. And now here's Stephen Jennings with the first pitch of strike to Armenteros. It's 0-1. The day is done for the starting pitcher for Frisco, Ryan Garcia. He goes six innings, a new season high, his first quality start on the season. The 0-1 fouled back, and it's 0-2 now on Armenteros. His final line, he allows two runs, both earned on four hits. He struck out seven and walked two. And now arguably the best reliever all season for Frisco. Takes the ball here in the seventh. The pitch. That one misses high. It's one ball and two strikes. Stephen Jennings has arguably the best pitch on the team with that slider. 25-year-old deals. That's outside. It's two balls and two strikes. Jennings 4-0 with a 2.38 ERA across 20 outings. 34 innings, he struck out 29 to 11 walks. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, got him. There's that devastating slider away. One out here in the seventh. Jeremy Ironman, the batter now. 0-2 day for the shortstop. Riders leading 4-2, bottom seven. Ironman 0-5 in the series. Jennings pitches, top shelf with a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Jennings has been incredibly reliable in any situation. The pitch, that fits on the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-2. He's been a long reliever. He's been a short reliever. Just in this month alone, he's gone 11 and a third shutout innings for the Riders. 0-2. That misses high and tight. It's one ball and two strikes. He's thrown an inning, two innings, three innings, two innings, and three and a third in his five appearances. 1-2. Fouled back, and it's still one ball and two strikes. And we were joking with him earlier about his role, and he said, and being a starter in the past has really helped me to be able to do the long relief. And he said he told John Gopel, he told Carlos Cardoza, I will be any kind of reliever you want me to be. If you need me to make a start, I can do that too. The 1-2. Just a hair outside with a fastball at 93, and it's two balls and two strikes. And he said that when I just throw one inning, it feels pretty easy. And when he has to go 3 1/3, he's more used to that. The pitch popped up on the infield. Foul ground. Cooper Johnson, the catcher, behind home. And he makes the catch. Cody Freeman was barreling in from third. And Johnson called him off at the last second. Two outs. Sometimes it's a tough play for a catcher and an easier play for a third baseman, even though he has to run a further distance. Those two talking and smiling at each other as Freeman grabbed Coop's mask. So here's Denzel Clark with two outs and the bases clear. 4-2 Rough Riders in the seventh. Jennings offers in. Popped in the air, foul to the right side. It's 0-1. Clark 1-for-2 with a single into right field back in the fifth. Four runs on five hits for the Riders. Two runs on four hits today for the Rockhounds. 0-1. Swinging a grounder up the third baseline. Foul. 0-2. Jennings has gone 0-2 to start the count on every hitter he's seen in this inning. That will certainly spell a lot of success. Clark calls time. Here's the stretch. The pitch, a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. It's a two strikeout, 1-2-3 inning for Stephen Jennings. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the eighth. It's the Rough Riders 4, the Rockhounds 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Top eight in Midland. Abimelech Ortiz leading it off. He's 1-for-3 today. Guante deals home. On the outside corner for a called strike, it's 0-1. Riders leading 4-2. Guante back out for his fourth inning in relief. He rocks and fires. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's 0-2. Guante has allowed just one run. The RBI double by Cody Freeman in the seventh. A massive run for the Rough Riders after Midland had come in the sixth inning with two runs. Freeman getting a run back. 0-2. Outside. One ball and two strikes. Right-hander has his sign again in the 1-2. Ortiz swings and cracks it into center field, sending Clark back right into the teeth of the wind. He settles under it and makes the catch. It doesn't matter how hard you hit it to center field, it's not going to carry very well. Ortiz flying out to center. One away from Max Acosta. Keeping an eye on the Rangers and the Mets right now. Pitch is high and tight, and it hit Acosta, and he heads down to first. And now Carlos Cardoza is talking to Sean Sparling with warnings being issued. No ejection. A hit by pitch puts a runner aboard, and here's Heysel Cepeda. It was a fastball that got away from him. Runner aboard, one down. First offering into Cepeda. Acosta goes. It's high and tight and fouled off. Cepeda just could not get the bat out of the way in time, and it just ticked off of his bat. Foul ball on the bunt. 0-1. The Rangers right now just tied it up with the Mets at 3-3. That game being played in the sixth inning. Josh Smith with an RBI double, and Wyatt Langford an RBI single. He's starting to heat up. 0-1, runner goes, pitches high, throw down to second is right on the money. A swim, slide, but he's tagged out anyway. Acosta caught stealing. With 2 outs in the inning. Two to four, and the Riders certainly have not been shy about being aggressive here in this series on the base pass so far. 1-1 count to Cepeda with 2 outs, the pitch. He swings, chops it down the third baseline, a fair ball. It keeps on rolling. Cepeda coasting into second with his second two-bagger today. Right after the caught stealing, Heysel Cepeda chopping a ball down the third baseline and coming away with his second double today. He's now in scoring position for Cooper Johnson. That's the fourth time this season that a Rough Rider has had two doubles in a game. Cooper Johnson trying to pick him up. The pitch. He swings and fouls it straight back. It's 0-1. CJ is 0 for 2 today. Walk back in the second. Oh-1. Up and away. One ball and one strike. Infield to pull for Cooper. 1-1 pitch. He fouls it away to the right side. It's 1-2. Riders trying to pad their 4-2 advantage as we play in the eighth inning. Guante gets a new baseball, touches the rubber with his right foot, puts the ball on his glove, looking in for his sign. Mojica gives it to him, and now Cooper calls time and steps out. Nobody loosening in the Frisco bullpen. We'll see Steven Jennings back out for his second inning when we go to the bottom of the eighth. 1-2 home to Johnson. Up and away. Count horizons at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Top of the order, and Kellen Strom on deck. Guante readies, deals home. Misses down with a changeup. Really good take from Cooper Johnson and fills the count at 3-2. Cepeda will not be running on this pitch. He's at second. And actually he goes. The pitch is a swing and a ground ball. Fair inside the bag at third down the line. Cepeda around 30 scores. Johnson hustling into second. He slides in. Save! RBI double for Cooper Johnson. And the Riders extend the lead to 5-2. Back-to-back doubles by the 8 and 9 hole hitters down the third baseline for the Riders, and Frisco has been an RBI double machine tonight. Out of their 5 runs, 3 of them have come on RBI doubles. That's 4 doubles today for Frisco. Top of the order now, Make it five doubles, one of them from Kellen Strom in the pitch. That's a strike at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. No homers, but a lot of extra base hit power with the doubles. Strom walked and scored in the seventh on Cody Freeman's RBI two-bagger. The pitch. Inside. A ball and a strike. 5-2 Rough Riders as we play in the top of the eighth inning. Johnson leads from second. Guante readies from the belt. 1-1. Swinging a fly ball out to right center field, pushing Rosario back. He's at the warning track, looking, and it's over his head off the wall. Johnson scores. Strom stops at second with his second double bagger today. And how about it? The Rough Riders now lead 6-2. And here comes Gregorio Petit out of the dugout. He makes the motion down to the bullpen for a pitching change. And the Rough Riders with two runs across here in the top of the eighth inning. Chase Wander Guante out of the game. 6-2 Frisco. We'll be back after the pitching change on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Come on out to Riders Field for Rockin' Tu Idioma Night on Friday, June 28th. Rockin' Your Language Day is the first of the Rough Riders Cases de Frisco Days of the year and the first of Multicultural Weekend. As part of MLB's Copa de la Diversión program, the Riders will play as Cases de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health. Make sure to grab your tickets to catch the Riders in their Cases de Frisco uniforms and enjoy Fireworks Friday at Riders Field on June 28th for a 7:05 first pitch against the Houston Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Viva Quesos!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back in Midland, top of the eighth inning, it's 6-2 Rough Riders with three straight doubles to chase Guante out of the game, and now it's Micah Dallas, the new pitcher out of Carrollton, Texas. First pitch to Caber Rodriguez, he fouls it back, and it's 0-1. Dallas, out of Carrollton, went to Texas A&M, making his Double-A debut. He started the season with Low-A Stockton. He readies and brings it home. There's a pop-up to the right side and foul out of play, and it's 0-2. With Stockton, a 3.75 ERA, 28 strikeouts in 24 innings, but a 24-year-old pitching at the Double-A level for the first time in his career. Double-A is certainly not equal to Low-A. He deals. Rodriguez swings and flies it out to left field. Armenteros pushing back. Just shy of the warning track, makes the catch. Signed, retired. Rough Riders do get two runs on three hits, no errors, and they leave a man. And the Rough Riders carry a 6-2 lead into the bottom of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for A Night About Nothing, featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Last of the eighth inning, it's 6-2. Rough Riders lead it over the Midland Rockhounds with three unanswered runs in the last two innings for Frisco. Stephen Jennings deals to Saeed Valenzuela. The first pitch is low and outside. One ball and no strikes. Jennings tossed a 1-2-3 seventh with a couple of strikeouts. Riders with one run in the seventh, two in the eighth, offensively. 1-0 pitch to the left-handed batter. Swing and a miss, but with a changeup low. One ball and one strike. Ryan Garcia started this game for the Rough Riders, going six innings, and now Jennings back out for his second inning. 1-1. Line foul to the opposite way, and it's one ball and two strikes now on Valenzuela. Wouldn't be shocked if Jennings went the last three innings here. Robbie Ahlstrom, usually the one that's paired with Jennings in the same game out of the bullpen, but he just went on the injured list. 1-2. Swinging a soft grounder out to second. Gabriel Rodriguez swallows it up and throws him out at first. One away. Shane McGuire at the top of the card, the batter now. Rough Riders have eight hits tonight. Five of them are doubles. Six of them. The pitch is on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Only two singles today are from Abimelech Ortiz and Max Acosta. Whole side shift on the infield for the left-handed bat, and the pitch just a bit low. One ball and one strike. McGuire doubled to begin the ball game in the first inning for Midland. He then walked and scored in the sixth. He's one for two today. The pitch. That dips below the zone. Two balls and one strike. Rough Riders looking to tie this series up at one apiece. Tie the series on the season up at four games apiece, I should say, as the pitch is low and outside. It's three balls and one strike. The Rough Riders have not had a ton of success against Midland recently. They've been a powerhouse in the Texas League. The pitch, outside for ball four. He walks McGuire, one out base runner here for the Rockhounds in the eighth inning, and Jack Winkler stands in. Riders are just 14-17 here in this building since 2021. Frisco hasn't had a season-long winning record against the Rockhounds in the last eight seasons, except for once. Back in 2021, they went 13-11 against him. The pitch rides inside, one ball and no strikes. And their last winning season outside of 2021 against the Rockhounds was back in 2014. 1-0 pitch. Slips across the outside corner, a strike, it's 1-1. Funny enough, last time the Rough Riders won the first half like they have this year, back in 2014. So the Rough Riders looking to repeat history. 1-1 on the way. Fouled back. Still one ball and two strikes. Frisco still has an opportunity at history in terms of
their best first half in franchise history. That was 47 wins back in 2008. That was when the first half was 70 games, not 69, though. The 1-2. Strike three called. Got him in the knees on the outside corner with the slider. Third strikeout for Steven Jennings. Two outs now in the eighth inning, and that brings Brennan Malone to the plate. Riders, in order to set the record, would have to win each of the last five games. In order to tie it, they'd have to win four of the last five. Offering home. That misses just low, and it's one ball and no strikes to Malone. Malone has struck out and flied out to right twice today. He's 0 for 3. One nothing pick. High and tight. Two balls, no strikes. Wind picking up a little bit more, if that's even possible to this point in the night. Jennings readies and brings in the 2-0. Breaking ball tagged in the air, foul to the right side. It's 2-1 on Malone with McGuire at first. Riders in the ninth will have 3, 4, and 5 due up, looking to pad this lead just a little bit more. He readies here in the 2-1. Swinging a foul straight back. It's two balls and two strikes. Malone climbs back in from the right-handed batter's box. McGuire takes his lead at first with Ortiz holding him on right there. Two and two. The pitch. Popped up. Foul back behind home and out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders and Rockhounds will play game three of this series tomorrow. Be a 7 o'clock first pitch, and the next three games will each be 7 o'clock first pitches. Go to 1 o'clock on Sunday. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him. Steven Jennings with four strikeouts through two shutout innings tonight. And the Rough Riders carry their 6-2 advantage to the top of the ninth inning here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th. Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. On August 25th, grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Stars and Stripes weekend opens up on the 4th of July, so make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th as the Rough Riders face off against the Arkansas Travelers. Don't forget that on Saturday, July 6th, your kids can run the base paths after the game just like the Rough Riders do with Kids Run the Bases postgame presented by Raising Cane's. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right at the top of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders leading 6-2 over the Midland Rockhounds, game two of this six-game series. Aaron Zavala, Cody Freeman, Josh Hatcher, the three due up in the first pitch. It's outside from Micah Dallas, and it's one ball and no strikes. Fourth pitcher that the Rockhounds have used today, Dallas got Caber Rodriguez to fly out in the eighth. The pitch is outside, two balls and no strikes. Dallas, out of Texas A&M University, started his career at Texas Tech. 2-0. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. Talk about great athletic family lineage. Micah Dallas has got it in spades. His brother, Bo, was a pitcher at Oklahoma Baptist University. His father, Steve Dallas, was a really good basketball player for Baylor University. And both of his grandfathers were incredible athletes, too. The 2-1. Swinging a fly ball out to right field. This one pushing Rosario back. He's at the warning track at the bullpen fence, and he makes the catch. Zavala just missing a home run into the teeth of that wind. One away. That's a home run on any other night that the wind's not blowing in. Wow. Really knocked it down. A Cody Freeman bats now, an RBI double back in the seventh. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Over the heart of the plate for a strike, it's 0-1. One of his grandfathers, Jack Dallas, is in the University of Oregon Sports Hall of Fame for swimming. The pitch is fouled back, and it's 0-2. And his grandfather on his other side is in USC's Sports Hall of Fame as a player and a coach in multiple sports. University of Southern California, so quite the athletic family lineage for Micah Dallas. He winds and offers. That one misses low. One ball and two strikes. During his time at Texas A&M, just the one season in 2022, a 5.18 ERA, 1-2 pitch. It's low off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. The A's drafted him in the eighth round in 2022. Last season, spent most of his time in low A Stockton, 6.39 ERA, 20 appearances, 4 starts. 2-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. He strikes out Cody Freeman. His first career double-A strikeout, and Josh Hatcher comes to the plate. Hatcher 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. He made one spot start up in AAA Las Vegas that season, and it did not go well. First pitch. That one dips low. One ball, no strikes. He allowed 8 runs on 5 hits. And an inning in 2/3. 1-0. Outside. 2 balls, no strikes. 6-2 Rough Riders, top of the 9th inning. 2-0 pitch. That just hums outside. It's 3 balls and no strikes. Riders scoring 1 run in the 7th and 2 in the 8th inning tonight. 3-0 offering. Hatcher watches a strike. Clip the lower edge outside corner. 3-1. Riders looking to even up this series at 1 game apiece. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Went fishing on a breaking ball low, and it's now 3-2. Bases clear, pull side shift, payoff pitch on the way. Hatcher swings, grounds it hard, back up the middle into right center. It's a base hit. Josh Hatcher with his first hit today. After going 2-for-4 yesterday, and it's another trip up to the plate for Bimelec Ortiz, who's also 1-for-4, hitting in 4 consecutive ball games. It's great to see for Ortiz, even if it's just one hit in every game. The offering, swinging a bounder, foul back behind home, it's 0-1. It's the first time that Ortiz has hit safely in 4 in a row since he hit safely in the first 5 in a row to begin the season. Oh, 1. He takes a low and outside. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Homered in back-to-back games in Frisco on Saturday and Sunday. 1-1. He swings and bounces this one out in front of home plate. The catcher, Mujica's got it, flips it onto first and gets him side retired. No runs for the Riders on a hit. No errors, a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning next. It's 6-2 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Owens takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 6-2, Frisco out in front in game two of this six-game series. Chance for the Rough Riders to tie this series up. Get back in the win column. Tyler Owens deals with Jose Mujica, and the right-hander fires. Fastball missing down at 99 miles an hour, and it's one ball and no strikes. T.O.'s amped up. Fastball is usually sitting in the mid to high 90s, not usually as high as 99, the pitch. That's fouled back. Quickly, one ball and one strike on Mujica. Owens making his 16th appearance with the Rough Riders. He's 1-0 with a 2.61 ERA in 20 and two-thirds innings, 20 strikeouts. The pitch is a pop-up into shallow center field. Strom racing in. He calls everyone off and makes the catch. Fly out to center for the first out here in the ninth inning, and Jason Rosario stands in. 6-2, Rough Riders lead it. Not a safe situation for T.O. So tomorrow, the Rough Riders at 7 o'clock in Game 3 will turn to Ben Anderson on the mound. 4-2 with a 4.28 ERA. First pitch to Rosario. He swings, grounds it the opposite way to third. Freeman's got it chest high. A couple crow hops towards first, and he throws him out. Two away. Lazaro Armenteros the batter now. Armenteros 0-for-2 today with a walk and a couple strikeouts. James Gonzalez goes on the other side for Midland. He's 2-2 with a 4.46 ERA. Owens readies and pitches. Fouled back, and it's 0-1. Two outs, bases clear, bottom nine. Infield straight up, outfield straight up. 0-1. Swinging a check swing roller, foul up the third base side, and Midland's down to their final strike on this Wednesday night. A win would put the Rough Riders at 44-21. Owens ready, 0-2, up and away. One ball, two strikes. Ryan Garcia in line for the win for the Rough Riders. Ryan Cusick would be handed the loss tonight. No save. 1-2. Inside. Two balls, two strikes. Owens, good fastball tonight. That last one at 97. He's been as high as 99. You ready? He's in the 2-2. Strike three called. Got him at the top of the zone, and the ball game's over. Riders win this one 6-2, and they even up the series at a game apiece. Good win for the Rough Riders. They move to 44-21 on the season, finishing out the first half this week. We'll break it down for you in the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
We welcome you back to Midland. The Rough Riders victorious tonight, 6-2 over the Midland Rockhounds. Final line score is Rough Riders with 6 runs on 9 hits and no errors. They stranded 9 on the base paths. The Rockhounds, 2 runs on 4 hits, 1 error. They stranded 4 tonight. The Rough Riders improving to 44-21 with the victory. On the other side, Midland falls to 36-29. Final game time, 2 hours and 43 minutes in front of an official crowd of 2,516 here from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Ryan Garcia allowed 2 runs across his 6 innings in his start, striking out 7, a really strong start for him. And it would have been even better had he not allowed a 2-run single on his final pitch that he threw in the 6th inning. But nonetheless, he does complete his first quality start on the season. So congratulations to Ryan Garcia on that feat. The Rough Riders got on the board early on in this one as we go through the scoring. An RBI double for Jesus Cepeda in the 2nd. That made it 1-0, and then they increased that lead in the 4th inning on a sac fly from Max Acosta, and then a run scored on an error bounced into by Kellen Strom as Jeremy Ironman, the shortstop, threw wide of first base, and Strom knocked the ball out of Shane McGuire's glove, the first baseman trying to tag him. That allowed Obimelec Ortiz to come in to score and make it 3-0 Frisco. Midland then got that 2-run single in the bottom of the 6th inning to cut it to 3-2, but the Riders padded their lead with an RBI double from Cody Freeman in the 7th. And 2 RBI doubles, one from Cooper Johnson, the other from Kellen Strom in the 8th inning. So the Rough Riders win it 6-2, and they move back up to 44-21, 23 games back above 500. Rough Riders will feel pretty good about themselves finishing out the first half no matter what, but they'd love to do it with a series win here in this one. We'll tell you more about what's next as the Rough Riders continue this series tomorrow. We'll also tell you what's going on down in Arlington and let you know about the rest of the league and the Rangers affiliate scores. More postgame coverage continues next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature and a sports venue, the Lazy River.
Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders beat the Midland Rockhounds 6-2 tonight. Let's give you the scores around the Texas League and the Rangers affiliates. First with the Texas League, as the Rough Riders are one of a few games that are finalized. Springfield and Corpus Christi was postponed due to inclement weather down to the Coastal Bend, and they'll have a makeup as a doubleheader tomorrow. Wichita, they defeated Arkansas on the road 9-2. While two games are currently in action, both in the eighth inning, Amarillo leading over San Antonio 7-4, while Tulsa is out in front of Northwest Arkansas 8-3 in the top of the eighth inning there. In terms of the affiliate scores at the low A level, down east, they fall to the Nationals affiliate Fredericksburg 4-1. Hickory, a 5-2 defeat at the hands of Bowling Green, the Rays affiliate, and the Round Rock Express on the road at Sacramento. They played earlier today, the Rivercats, the Giants affiliate. And Round Rock won 5-4 in 10 innings. Blaine Krim coming across the score on a wild pitch in the top of the 10th to give them a win. Jax Biggers with his third home run of the season. He drove in three on a 2-for-5 night. And great to see from Jax with rehabbing Josh Young going 1-for-5 in that one. Johnny Cueto started the game. He went six innings, allowing just one run with five strikeouts for the Round Rock Express. And former Rough Riders Aiden Anderson and Antoine Kelly, both with 1 2/3 scoreless innings, with Antoine Kelly getting the win in that ball game. So the Express win at 5-4. At the Major League level, the Texas Rangers in action in the bottom of the eighth inning against the New York Mets. It's 5-3. Rangers lead it. The Mets were out in front in this game 3-1, but Texas with two runs in the sixth inning and one run in the seventh. Leody Taveras, the former Rough Rider, with a two-run home run in the seventh. And the Rangers now lead 5-3, hoping to hang on to that one and snap their five-game losing streak, as this is the series finale against the Mets. They will have the day off tomorrow, and then we'll start a new series against the Royals at home on Friday. So a day off at home for the Rangers, but they'd love to go into that day off with a win, especially because the Mariners lost to the Guardians earlier today. So a Rangers win, and they'll be able to cut that division deficit to 9 games here in the middle of June. The Rough Riders and Rockhounds will play Game 3 of this series coming up tomorrow. We'll have first pitch at 7 o'clock. Pre-game coverage will come your way at 6:45. Ben Anderson takes the ball for Frisco. He's 4-2 with a 4.28 ERA. James Gonzalez, the left-hander, is 2-2 with a 4.46 earned run average. He goes for Midland. Again, we'll talk to you at 6:45 tomorrow for a 7 o'clock first pitch, but that's going to do it for us tonight. Once again, the Rough Riders win it 6-2 over the Midland Rockhounds today to tie up this series at a game apiece. Our thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible, for our gracious hosts here in Midland. For my broadcast partner, Luke Maley, back in Frisco, I'm Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We will talk to you tomorrow, but until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!